on our way to Point 5 here, and we've just walked across the car park next to the War Memorial, and you're saying that this was a hotel before?
It was a very famous hotel in Victorian times. It was called the Royal Sands Hotel, and you had to be very well off to stay there. And people would come for the fishing in the lake and other delights down here. And it actually got destroyed in the exercises, in the D-Day practice.
And they never thought about rebuilding it?
No, it was completely demolished. What happened apparently was a little dog stood on a landmine in the hotel. It had been mined, the air, and it stood on it and blew most of it up.
Not good for the dog.
I don't think the dog did well out of it either, no.
Was that a big problem, actually, having mines around the area afterwards?
I suppose, well, they'd have to clear everything, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of unexploded shells and bombs and things, but it wasn't too much of a problem. They cleared it quite quickly, I think.
Was it one of those big white hotels that you got on the front of the sea?
I've only seen photos in... No, it was a big... It doesn't look very, very attractive from the pictures I've seen, but I've only seen views of the back of the hotel.
Right.
So, and of course, there's nothing left of it at all now. The car park is where the hotel was.
As we keep walking up, looking forwards now, we can sort of see, is it three or four sort of sectioned off square areas?
What fences, are they for? Yeah. Well, they're called exclosures, and they're set up by the field centre at Slapton. And really, they're to test the theory that walking damages the vegetation on the ridge, just like we're doing now.
And does it seem to be doing anything?
Well, if you look at the exclosures, you can see that they're greener inside. So, you know, where people can't walk is obviously plants can grow better. What happens, of course, is that they walk around the edges and it directs them around here, and you end up with no plants around the outside of them. Yeah, it's definitely greener and longer vegetation inside them.
And they do seem to like driving past us quite quickly along this stretch, don't they?
It's the only bit of straight road in the whole of this part of the coast. And what tends to happen is that people get at one end of it and see 3 miles of straight road ahead and just open up and drive down here at 70 miles an hour. So you've got to watch out for the traffic.